Did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? That's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and as a listener of Intelligent Medicine, you can try a bottle of their finest artisanal olive oil, normally $39, for just $1, with no obligation to buy anything else. I've been enjoying these harvest fresh olive oils for years. They are far and away the brightest, most lively, and flavorful olive oils I've ever tasted. Their antioxidants and polyphenols are off the charts because they're fresh from the harvest. They make store-bought olive oils taste dull and flat by comparison. Taste for yourself. Check out this generous trial offer and get your $39 bottle for a buck with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. In my case, it truly is. Myfavoriteoliveoil.com. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. It's our weekly Q&A with Layla, and we're answering your questions. Your questions come to us at radioprogram@AOL.com. And let's hear, is it Larry's question?
Yes, this is Larry. Dear Dr. Hoffman and Layla, I just came from my doctor's. I had a CT scan of my chest for my lungs. My lungs are fine, but they noticed something else, a small aneurysm in the aortic valve leading to my abdomen.
It's probably not in the aortic valve. It's in the aortic artery.
Artery.
Right.
The aorta. Leading into the abdomen.
Right. Okay. So it's his descending aorta.
Luckily, which can
result in an abdominal aortic aneurysm, which is a catastrophic event where your aorta bursts and you hemorrhage internally. And it's a very big medical emergency.
Right.
People's lives are saved sometimes when that happens, but it's a high risk of dying.
Yeah. Luckily for me, says Larry, it's very small, but will have to be monitored.
Yeah, it's pretty common to have aortic aneurysms, and it was picked up just by coincidence. Mm-hmm. By the way, this, I think, was a call on our radio program.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So his insurance policy was, I'll post it on the radio program, and I'll send an email. So I'll answer it again.
Okay. Larry says, I'm really disappointed as I've been taking MK7, which is vitamin K, for years now, but it turns out I have plaque all over the place. By the way, I've always had bad habits. I'm an ex-smoker. I've been overweight for years. I'm losing weight right now, but maybe it's too late for this situation. Can you shed light on this?
Well, there you have it. I mean, I think he is giving us the full picture here.
Yeah.
And there's a certain amount of,
Now that you know, you're doing something about it.
Yeah. There's a certain amount of... a point of no return when it comes to atherosclerosis. You can't dissolve it away by taking a few oral vitamins. If you're overweight, sedentary, and a smoker, and you've got metabolic syndrome and poor lipid profile, that's going to create risk. You can mitigate the risk by taking MK7. Some of the other things we recommend, bergamot, berberine, resveratrol,
Chiolic
H-garlic extract there's
magnesium.
There's definitely a comeback trail. Now, does this have to do with the aneurysm? The aneurysms are sometimes atherosclerotic, and sometimes they're just hereditary. There's a hereditary weakness in the aorta. Of course, it's also associated with blood pressure. Many people with aneurysms are told that we need to be extra special careful about blood pressure.
Yeah, he says the doctor tells me it's really important to keep my blood pressure down right now.
Yeah, so either through natural methods or medication, we've got to keep the blood pressure down because it's like, blowing up a balloon where there's a weak point in the balloon or in a tire. I've had tires like that where my tires have had aneurysms, like in my bike.
Oh, okay.
You blow it up and you say, oh my God, this is like this weak spot and it's bulging out. That's precisely what an aneurysm is in the arteries.
I see, yeah.
Under high pressure, it will pop. So we got to keep the blood pressure down. And what they do is they'll monitor, every 6 months or every year, you'll go in for an ultrasound to see if it's enlarging. And then there's a threshold. There's a certain point at which they'll say, it's too big. We have to patch it. And just like you might patch a hole in your tire, they use a Dacron patch
to they cut it out, sew it up, and maybe put a patch in.
Put a patch on it. That's interesting.
Yeah, and so because it just reaches a point where it's too big, it gets too thin, mm-hmm. the potential for it to burst is too great. But they have established protocols of, you know, what they'll allow, mm-hmm. you know, so they'll keep you safe.
Right.
It's great that it was discovered, and because it could save your life that it was picked up.
Absolutely.
And it was picked up accidentally. They looked
Absolutely.
At something else.
So Larry also says the cardiologist provided no dietary advice. That's why he's writing to us.
He didn't have time.
He didn't have to. Well, not only that, he should have referred you to a qualified nutritionist.
Yes.
For a workup, and so that you could change the diet, lose the weight you need to lose, get that blood pressure under control,
again,
metabolic syndrome
it's a shame.
And all that.
It's a shame. The guy has pervasive atherosclerosis, and there was what? No advice?
Yeah. Terrible.
I mean, I presume he said go on a statin. I mean, that far they'll go.
Probably. So, Larry, keep taking your supplements, but you also need to, you know, follow that lifestyle. You say that you're losing weight right now. I guess some people think that they've got magic pills that they can take that will keep them, you know, they keep them into their bad habits for as long as possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's unfortunate. Your vitamins aren't going to work all that well if you're not doing everything else correctly.
This is actually one of the, you know, critics of vitamins sometimes say, oh, people just take those so that they can avoid making the lifestyle changes that are necessary.
No, they take Lipitor because they avoid. I have an aunt and an uncle who, let's take a little more Lipitor because we ate cake.
So I actually think that's more the case with drugs than with supplements.
Yes.
Because the vast majority of people who I see taking supplements do not eat junk and stop exercising because they think they're in a fool's paradise.
Yes.
They embrace the whole totality of lifestyle change.
Yeah.
They're generally good about it. So,
Larry, best of luck to you, and thank you for your email. Take your supplements. You just need to get on a better lifestyle. You need to go on a lower carb diet to reverse the blood pressure, do weight loss, metabolic syndrome, reverse all of that kind of stuff.
Okay, what time is it, Layla? It's time for
a break from our sponsor.
Yes.
Sorry, a word from our sponsor.
A word from our sponsor. You can announce it. So here we go. Let's hear from one of our sponsors. Here we go.
This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Healthy Aging, providing you with the unique energy support of Pure NT Factor. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics repairs damaged cells and restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT Factor for years with a 45-day money-back guarantee of nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com.
Thanks for listening, and thanks for supporting our sponsors, and also thank you for supporting FullScript, because FullScript is our online dispensary wherein we stock all the products that we make available to our patients. They're available to you as listeners. Check out FullScript, drhoffmanstore.com. All right, let's get back to questions.
We have one from Bo. Bo writes, hello, Dr. Hoffman and Layla. My dad is 76 and he has Parkinson's. He's a former triathlete, a marathon runner, actually an age grouper. So his Parkinson's has not progressed too badly over the last year. But over the last year, he's declined a lot.
So what an age grouper is, is they do triathlons by age so that they will have a cohort that's like, you know, 20 to 24, then 25 to 29, and then 30 to 34. And the most interesting age group is like, you know, 70 to 74, you know, 75 to 79. And that's where I won my first race, because I was in the 60 category.
Uh-huh.
And I came in first.
Yes.
But it took me till I was like 60. to win, because you know, it's sort of like attrition, you know.
Mm-hmm.
All the other people dropped out, so it was like I survived. But
you
know, lately, gotta say, in some of these races, there's some really terrific. I thought that, you know, by being in my mid-60s, I would be like top of the line. But some of these races, they've got some really very, very fit older guys and gals.
Wow. Wow. So Beau's father says that over the last year, his father's Parkinson's has really progressed. He went to his doctor in Florida and he said he had a very low white blood cell count. And he's going to a hematologist next week.
That doesn't necessarily have anything to do with Parkinson's disease.
Hmm.
That more could be a sign of
Also, red blood cells and hemoglobin. So he's got some anemia going on,
Well, he may have a bone marrow disorder, you know, like myelodysplastic syndrome or something like that, MDS, which is depleting him. And that's sort of a, you know, some, like, maybe a variant of multiple myeloma, something like that.
Hmm. Okay. But, again, would have nothing to do with Parkinson's.
Other than that they're both degenerative conditions.
Okay. Okay. What do you do about something like that? That's an oncology, hematology?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I'm not going to say that there's Miracle-Gro for your bone marrow with, you know, some miracle nutrients that make your bone marrow revive.
Mm-hmm.
I do think there's a role for nutritional support in working with these conditions.
Mm-hmm. How much is it that because he's a triathlete, he's a marathoner, that all that pounding is...
Yeah, I would like to think that that's not necessarily the case.
The pounding and the red blood cells.
Yeah, you know, that there's not like, you know, some kind of wearing out that occurs.
Mm-hmm.
I have seen some very high-end senior athletes who are on super skimpy diets, like a vegan, vegetarian diet, and there's too much exertion and not enough nutritional support. So they're sort of running on fumes.
Wow.
So that is a possibility in over-stringent dieters who exercise a lot.
Okay, yeah.
That could have, I mean, maybe there wasn't enough antioxidants or something that brought this on, but it's hard to know because exercise generally beneficial.
And I'm guessing here, if Beau's father has had Parkinson's for so many years, if he's taking any L-DOPA or anything, he's got to watch his protein intake or how he takes his protein, and that might have something to do with...
Yeah, I mean, they put people on protein restriction. I'm not sure if that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I would. What's interesting when we look at people with these kinds of problems is the new genetic testing that I'm doing. And we did a podcast with Dr. Sharon Hausman-Cohen, who is the developer of Intellix DNA. And I'm using that test now in patients, challenging patients like this. Mm-hmm. And we might find a common thread that, you know, the very same thing which is causing his bone marrow to be depleted is rendering him more susceptible to Parkinson's disease. And it's usually something that has to do with the antioxidant pathways, glutathione pathways, detox pathways.
Yes.
Because,
very important.
You know, what causes Parkinson's? Well, you know, we know that farmers are exposed to agricultural chemicals, much more prone to that, industrial workers.
Yes. So it's not so much an urban pollution thing, but even in rural areas,
chemicals.
We're seeing that.
Chemicals. So, you know, and the same thing with blood disorders. There, you know, we know that that can cause blood cancers.
Yeah.
So, you know, it'd be interesting. I don't know if it's too late to do anything about it, but it would be interesting to do an analysis to see if genetically this guy is susceptible to the effects of environmental toxins.
Okay. We have a question here from Linda. Hello, I was wondering if I could ask this question of Dr. Hoffman. Around 3 months ago, I started noticing that my hair, which is fine hair, has become finer, has zero movement to it, and it basically looks and feels like cotton candy. My eyebrows are also disappearing.
Well, right there. I mean, the eyebrow thing has me thinking
thyroid, right?
Yeah, especially the outer third, right?
Unless you've plucked them away, right?
Yeah.
I've had the obvious things checked, like anemia and thyroid, and all is okay.
So they say.
So they say, that's right. And that's really where you come in, Dr. Hoffman, because like I said, if I ever develop a thyroid problem, you're going to be my doctor.
Yeah, no, because
you do it better than endocrinologists
do. A little more subtle thing.
Yeah, you know. You're very good at the scrutiny of all that and that delicate dance of the replacement. I'm a young 71-year-old female, meaning that I walk 6 to 10 miles a day. Wow, good
yeah,
for you.
Whoa.
Take supplements, I eat organically, I sleep well, but I can't understand why this is happening. So my question to Dr. Hoffman is, where do I start on my journey?
We get these calls, this guy, like, we start with a guy in side one who's upset because he can only do an 8.5, 9-minute mile on his 10K run that he's doing day in and day out.
You better straighten up and fly right.
And now we got this woman who's, her hair is thinning, but she walks 6 to 10 miles a day.
A day. She's wondering where to start. Does she see a dermatologist, an internist, a functional nutritionist?
Okay.
If you could point me in the right direction.
Yeah, I mean, she's
in Pennsylvania in the Pocono Mountains.
Oh, and then she wants somebody in the Lehigh Valley and blah, blah, blah. You know, I think
yeah.
she should, if there's such a thing as a dermatologist who specializes in hair in her area, not all dermatologists do.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Right. That's true.
So, the workup, it's not all about nutrition.
That's true.
So there's a series of things that you do nutritionally. I mean, you certainly look at iron and ferritin levels.
Mm-hmm.
However, she sounds like she's on a nutritionally adequate kind of diet. She's not.
She eats organic. She takes supplements.
Mm-hmm.
She walks a lot.
Right.
Just to give her some guideposts here, you want to make sure your ferritin is at least a 70.
Yep.
I imagine.
Yep.
Right.
That's a measure of iron.
Yes.
Stores.
And I want to talk a little bit about thyroid here, if her
yep.
hair is thinning. And if everything checks out and thyroid looks all right, I see this too often amongst not just your patients, Dr. Hoffman, but my own. I have a private practice here
right.
well, as you all know, that, you know, my doctor said my thyroid numbers are fine. And I look at those labs and I look at them and I say, Dr. Hoffman would not think
yeah.
this is fine.
Well, there's a tendency also, I think,
yeah.
especially as patients get older, to be more lenient about borderline abnormal thyroid, low thyroid.
Yes.
And the reason is doctors are very petrified of the potential when you give thyroid medication to cause a cardiac arrhythmia.
Right.
So they just say, well, I know the patient doesn't feel so good, their hair is thinning, but I don't want to get in trouble by giving this person thyroid medication.
Yeah.
They could have like a palpitation. And
she's 71, not 87.
Yeah, I know. And
okay.
But
yeah.
Doctors who are young, especially,
right,
think
right,
that
right.
that's a very aged age.
Yes.
Wait till they're 71, and they'll realize that
true,
you want more out of
that.
Life when you're 71. You're not
that's
done.
Right.
You know, it's not.
That's
you're not
right.
ready for the scrap heap at
yeah.
71. So, so we have to be judicious because I also see the fault of some holistic doctors is they think everything's thyroid. It's like, oh, your hair's thinning, your skin is dry, you're tired. Thyroid.
You're constipated,
and
you're
And I
depressed.
Get some people, and they're like, they have like palpitations, they have osteoporosis, they have been ill-served
yeah.
because they were given...
We've seen some of those cases,
thyroid
too.
thoughtlessly and aggressively.
Yeah.
Some of my holistic colleagues are over the top with thyroid.
Yeah.
So I think we need some balance here.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I get it while endocrinologists are pissed off at holistic doctors because they the holistic doctors don't follow the rules. And there's a reason for rules, you know, just like, in society. I mean, we want to be innovative, but we don't want to depart from the rules in a rebellious way, you know, indiscriminately, you know.
Yeah. There's also the danger that compounded thyroid may go away and so forth, that Synthroid should be the thyroid replacement for
right.
everybody.
They want to make it go away, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So that's problematic.
Right. So anyway, with this, look, here's the other thing I will say, is that, frankly, there is a little inevitability to the process by which your hair gets thinner when you age.
That's true. And that just happens.
And that's the tough part here is... Is
yeah.
there something remediable, or is this merely a normal physiological age-related
mm-hmm.
change?
Hmm.
Right?
That's true.
Because
yeah.
show me somebody who's 100, and generally they don't have like a really, like a shock of hair.
That's true.
You know, like Sophia Loren when she was 25.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that mane of luxuriant hair. Because
mm-hmm.
hair thins. just like, you know, skin thins and,
right.
you know.
Her eyebrows are disappearing is the concerning thing for me that might lead to,
there, you know. There's a...
Yeah. Well, you know, they're tattooing eyebrows now.
Okay.
Yeah. And we have plastic surgeons in this office.
Right. Well, to plug that, you know, we've done an interview with Dr. Gary Linkov, who is, mm-hmm. he is a fully trained cosmetic plastic surgeon. He can operate on any part of the body. He can fix noses. He can, you know, do facelifts. He can do everything because he's very extensive training. But his subspecialty is hair. Mm. And, you know, it's a real concern because even healthy...
Not just hair on the head either.
Healthy folks...
Beards and things.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Eyebrows.
Right. You know, healthy folks sometimes have hair problems.
Yeah.
And so there are a variety of ways to fix that. And it's not just a matter of taking a vitamin or a supplement. There are now cosmetic procedures where they can, you know, basically implant the hairs. And it doesn't have to look like that cornrow appearance. It can be done more subtly and more nicely. And, you know, there's something to be said for that. I mean, that really is important for you. And, you know, especially for women, a little less so for men, because you can make your,
They could really rock
the bald look. Hair. Yeah, men mm-hmm. can rock that look if they so choose.
And when women do, it looks like chemotherapy.
Right. You know, Sinead O'Connor, I mean, it's a look, but, you know, some people don't like that look.
Right.
You
have to have a nice shaped head to be able to do that.
You never know until you shave your head. Like,
exactly. Oh, wow. If you look like an egghead, that's really not going to go over well. And then what are you going to do?
You want a perfect billiard sphere.
Yeah. Exactly. Right. That makes all the difference. Isn't that something? It's true.
So anyway, there are a range of possibilities here. We don't know. I would not jump too soon to the conclusion that there's some miracle hair growth formula that's going to fix things. Although, We do support hair sometimes nutritionally, and it can make a difference.
It can make a difference.
You know, things like silica is helpful, you know, for some people. Biotin, although biotin I think helps more in nails
than hair.
Yeah.
So that I'm trying to think of any other nutritional deficiency that may cause
zinc,
any of this.
You know,
zinc,
but
maybe.
It's rare.
She's
essential fatty acid deficiencies.
Yeah. Do you think saw palmetto might help her?
Well, okay, that's around the male pattern baldness theory, and that's why men take Propecia and Avodart, and it works better for men, but it can work for women.
Yeah.
Women are not supposed to get Propecia and Avodart, but generally the women who take Propecia and Avodart are postmenopausal, so they're not going to get pregnant. But if you get pregnant while you're on Propecia and Avodart, very high risk of birth defects.
Oh, wow.
So that's why they're not generally prescribed to women who have any possibility of getting pregnant. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, I'm on birth control. Like, yeah, we don't trust you. You're not going on that stuff because we don't want to be responsible for a horrible birth defect. That it will alter fetal development and create a malformation.
Right.
But men can take those. Those are actually originally prostate shrinking drugs. They stop the so-called bad testosterone, which is responsible for hair loss.
Yeah.
And they work a little bit.
Right. Linda, you could probably find a functional medicine doctor or nutritionist in your area by going to acam.org. That's American College for the Advancement in Medicine.org, ACAM.org, and type in your zip code and see what comes up. You could probably start there.
Right.
Okay.
ACN, American College of Nutrition also.
Terrific. Thank you for your question, Linda.
Okay, well, that does it for today. So time flies when we're having fun, and we're out of questions. So radioprogram@AOL.com, the destination for questions. We'll reload next week.
Yes.
Have a great week.
Yes, everybody. Thank you for listening.
I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.
This is Layla Mudin, RD. I see patients regularly, along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.